I just came back from a vacation with my family, with my brothers and sisters, and my nieces and nephews, and I have to say I'm kind of glad to be back after a week. But my little five-year-old nephew, Tim, was along with, and it was his birthday on Friday. And so the whole week was a big build-up to his birthday. He'd even wake up in the morning and say, Mom, is my birthday today? Is my birthday? No, not yet. It's coming. A few more days. And it, just the excitement, he was just building and building every day. And I told him once in the middle of the week, I said, you know, Tim, just so you know, we can't celebrate your birthday on this vacation because what about all the other cousins that you have? We can't. And his face went, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said, and then my sister got, stop it, you're making him sad. I said, okay. That's what uncles are for. But finally, the big day arrived. It's his fifth birthday. And we're sitting there. My sister made this huge Lego cake, you know, with like a, what's his name? Emmett from the Lego movie on top. And he's so excited. And, you know, his dad, though, is cooking hamburgers, so it's delaying the whole process. So he's sitting there in front of this cake with everyone gathered around, like literally shaking with excitement, unable to control himself. So excited to get his cake and all of his presents. And one of the presents was a bag of gummy worms, okay? I gave him a truck, which is a standard, you know, great gift. But my aunt gave him this bag of gummy worms. So during the cake eating process, this huge piece of just like cookies and cream cake, just like as much sugar as you could possibly imagine. Then all of a sudden he's like, I gotta eat my gummy worms. So he opens up his bag of gummy worms and starts eating his gummy worms in the middle of eating cake. He was just so excited. And like throughout the day, he's like, where are my gifts? Where's my truck? Where did it go? Where, very concerned. Obviously, there's a meltdown at the end of the day, but that happens, you know. Too much excitement. But what if we were actually like that with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit has a lot of gifts that he wants to give us. Gifts that were earned not by anything we've done. Nephew Tim didn't do anything to earn his gifts, right? All he did is he survived a year, another year. He went from 4 to 5. His gifts were bought by another. Well, the Holy Spirit has all sorts of gifts that he wants to give us, earned by the blood of Jesus Christ, but earned for us, that we can just simply say, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. We say over and over, come, Holy Spirit. Let's go, Holy Spirit. Hurry up. Let's go. Come. What if we had the anticipation of my nephew Tim for his little presents that he got, which ultimately obviously don't satisfy anyway. What if we came to church? What if, you know, it's like Oprah in here, and I said, okay, reach under your pews. What do you got? Oh, I got a new boat. Yeah, you get a boat, and you get a boat. Everyone would be excited. You know, we couldn't schedule enough masses, right? Everyone would be coming all day, every day. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to? And then after about 5 weeks of that, then you come, and I say, oh, this week there's no gifts. And you'd say, what? What is this? I want my gift. I want my RV, you know? But we don't. And we know those gifts. Even when we buy them for ourselves, right? Or at the end of Christmas, I used to have to go at the end of I'm the youngest in my family. I'd have to go at the end of the Christmas opening because one year I opened my gifts first, and the rest of the gift opening process took so long I started crying by the end of it. I was like, I'm all out of presents. What if we had that anticipation for the gifts of the Holy Spirit? What if we called on the Holy Spirit and said, come, Holy Spirit, give me all the gifts that you have in store for me. I know, you know, many of you are blessed to be German-Russian, you know, right? So, I don't know about all this Holy Spirit stuff, you know, shaking your arms and everything, you know, I just come in here and do my job. Right, okay, so calling down the Holy Spirit, you don't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be shaking around, flailing about. I'm personally, as a parishioner, I'm a middle-back kind of Catholic, not the front row, that's kind of, you know, front row people, a little intimidating, back row people, but just kind of middle back. We don't have to be flailing around and saying, oh, Holy Spirit, I'm anointed by the Holy Spirit. No, what you do is you call on the Holy Spirit in the ordinary events of your daily life. And what are the gifts that the Holy Spirit has to give us? Well, one is fortitude. It's not easy to be a Christian today. And second of all, it's never been easy to be a Christian. There's never been a time when being Christian is easy, but today presents some serious difficulties too. And the Holy Spirit has a gift for that. He has a gift to say, I'm going to give you courage to be Christian in a situation. And he has another gift, fear of the Lord. What if our fear is more a fear of offending someone or fear of looking silly for being a Christian? What if the people who aren't Catholic or who aren't Christian around me think I'm silly? Well, I better recede. I better not say what I have on my mind. Well, the Holy Spirit has a gift for that. And if you just say, come, Holy Spirit, give me a gift of fortitude. Give me the gift of courage. Give me the gift of strength to stand up for what I believe in, even though someone is going to look down on me because of it. Even though someone might think less of me. They might think I'm a religious crazy person. Well, we can't just sit in our shells any longer. We can't just be content to kind of move in and out of church, just kind of one thing to another. At this time in history, but at all times in history, we're called by the Holy Spirit to go out. And to go out, we need to first let the Holy Spirit come in, to let him come into us, give us these gifts, the gifts of wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Say you're going through a tough time, and it seems like your whole world's crashing down on you. You know, maybe it's your job or your family or some event. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Say, come, Holy Spirit, give me the gift of wisdom. Give me the gift of understanding. Give me the gift of knowledge. Help me to know what's really important. And then he comes to you, and you realize, oh, this little thing, it's not that important. I have a friendship with the almighty and eternal ever-living God, the creator of heaven and earth. This little thing doesn't even matter. This person who said something that got on my nerves, what is that? That's minuscule compared to the fact that the Heavenly Father, by the Holy Spirit, who we can call Father, Abba, Father, he says to us, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. That little mean thing someone else said, it's nothing. And we get tunnel vision. But if we just call on the Holy Spirit when things seem to overwhelm us, come, Holy Spirit, help me. I can't handle this. He comes to us. He helps us to see this isn't the end of the world. This wasn't the most important thing that happened to you. What was the most important thing that happened to you? Being baptized into Jesus Christ, experiencing the first coming of the Holy Spirit into you, being confirmed into the Holy Spirit, being made a partaker of God's divine nature. That's the most important thing that ever happened to you. Being treated poorly by someone that's not even that important? Say a prayer for them. That's the worst revenge you can get on someone. Say, God, help this person. That's the perfect. Say, I forgive you. Oh, wait, you can't forgive me. I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, I forgive you. The Holy Spirit can help us to do those sorts of things. So the Holy Spirit comes into us so that we can go out. And we can go out. Those are called charisms. The gifts that God gives us for other people. For some, it's to sing Garth Brooks songs. That's the one that God gave me. For others, it's teachers, you know, bishops, priests, whatever. But the Holy Spirit gives all sorts of gifts. He gives all sorts of gifts. Maybe your gift is to be able to have a beer with the guys, and in that, to reveal that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, and you're going to spread his message to those people. Maybe your gift is at the mom's group, that you're not just going to say every time, oh yeah, well, that's okay. You're going to say, well, actually, I believe something different than what everyone else said. God gives all sorts of gifts, not crazy ones all the time, really normal ones that infiltrate, inspire the world with his Holy Spirit. In the first reading we hear, we have travelers from Rome coming to Jerusalem. The apostles and Mary were waiting in a room for 9 days. That's the original novena. Have you heard of novena? 9 days. Ascension, 9 days later they spent, just like my nephew, saying, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. And finally, the birthday arrives. Well, the birthday of the church, in a sense, has arrived today on Pentecost. The church was born, of course, at the crucifixion, the resurrection. But Pentecost is really the moment where the Holy Spirit came in and said, all right, now we're going out. Jesus isn't with us on earth anymore. We have to go spread him over to the entire world. And our travelers from Rome today are our holy deacons here, who tomorrow will lay on this altar. And the bishop will lay hands on him and say, draw near, Holy Spirit. Just like at Mass, you say, Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Send forth your Spirit upon these gifts. We call down this Holy Spirit all the time in very concrete and dramatic ways. And tomorrow they will become priests. But that's not the only time we call down the Holy Spirit. We call down the Holy Spirit every day in our lives. When I bow to the altar before I preach a homily, I say, come Holy Spirit, give me a homily because I don't know what I'm going to say. And sometimes he helps out. We need to call on the Holy Spirit all the time, all the time. Don't let the Holy Spirit just be always the end of a prepositional phrase, right? And of the Holy Spirit, and of the Holy Spirit. No, we're in the time of the Holy Spirit. We're in the time of the church when God has sent him to inspire through the world. Okay, so we're in Bismarck in the middle of nowhere. Who cares? They were in Jerusalem in the middle of nowhere. No one cared. And they started a movement that spread over the entire world and has lasted 2,000 years because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes in waves. And there is something amazing happening in the Diocese of Bismarck, in the city of Bismarck, that the Holy Spirit has entered into us. And it's your job. You have a job to do to keep spreading that. Don't stifle the Spirit. Don't just say, well, this is kind of weird. I'm just going in on Sunday, putting my time card in and checking out. No, God has a special gift for you, for other people, to spread that gospel. And it's happening in a very particular way here, and we're not going to stop it. We're going to let the Spirit flow. So ask the Holy Spirit. Say, come, Holy Spirit, help me to discover what you have in mind for me and through me for all those around me. And if we do that, we will set the whole world on fire with his Holy Spirit.